We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Mully and Haw. Live and local. Chicago Sports Talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
It's over with. I don't really matter. It doesn't. People talk or react different way. Hey, my job is to have an opinion. My job is to be honest, talk the fact, and never lie. And I did it pretty well. And when I made that comment, I think I should have the comeback from Tony, not from T.A. Mm-hmm. You know, Tony's the one make the line, not T.A. And Tony did. Tony said, hey, I did this because that...
Tony reached out to you.
Yeah, whatever it was. I know what it put Tony in the spot right here. But coming from T.A., like, really? You know, whatever I talk about you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to The Score. That, of course, the voice of Ozzie Guillen. That was him on the pregame talking to our Chuck. And Chuck Garfine joins us now. Always a delight to talk some White Sox with the NBC Sports Chicago White Sox game host. And he joins us on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm living the dream. We talked to Ozzie yesterday. I got to tell you. I didn't think what Ozzie said was a big deal, and I was a little incredulous that TA responded the way he did. I just thought it was just so dismissive and just the lack of respect. And I really was impressed with how Ozzie handled it. He didn't allow himself to get emotional about it. He didn't get mad about it. He just took the lump and moved on. And I thought that was the best way to handle it, frankly. And it was just weird to me that I agree with what Ozzie just said to you last night, what we just heard. It was more about Tony than it was about Tim Anderson.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to Tim about it, but my guess is that Tim saw the tweet that our White Sox Talk Twitter account put out and read just what was written in the tweet and just reacted without watching the video of what Ozzie said, where Ozzie actually compliments Tim and made it more about La Russa and not about Tim. So he tweets that and then moves on to something else. And then there's a firestorm that happens on social media. He realizes it and he just deletes it because maybe at that point he watched the video. You know, and I was talking with Ozzie and Frank about this, and, you know, they played at a time when the media was I would say there was more media. There was a lot more criticism in media with columnists, and they had to deal with that. We don't have so much of that right now, but what these players are dealing with right now is social media. And I try to give them a lot of rope because it's a whole different ball game when they leave the ballpark these days. It's like constant. And, you know, Tim made a mistake. I think he made a mistake. And then there was tone. Like, you could read what Tim wrote, saying Ozzie talks too much and, you know, he used to, you know what. And you can read that in two different ways. But, you know, because he could be saying, just blah, 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 you know, or it could be more with more authority. And I don't think there was a lot of authority with what Tim was saying, but it can be interpreted as that. It's water under the bridge. It's over. There's a game today. And I think we're all going to move on.
I do think it's a fascinating idea, though, because I was watching the game yesterday, as I'm wont to do, and they had that statistic, maybe it was a couple days ago, about Merrifield. Whit Merrifield has played in 501 games. And it was like he just needs to play like 20 more years to catch Ripken. But that, like, if you think about that list of guys, there's only four players that have played more than 100 straight games. Like, that was never the case when we were younger, when we were growing up watching baseball. There were always guys, everybody tried to get the Ironman streak going. And, of course, we remember Ripken breaking Lou Gehrig's record and all that stuff. But that's extraordinary that you got a guy that's almost 20 years away from breaking the record, and he's one of the four guys that are five times more games played than the next group. It's crazy.
Yeah, the point I was making on the show, and that is what led to Ozzie saying that about Sam, was that the White Sox have played a couple of doubleheaders, and they've been disastrous in some ways because, in my opinion, the way the lineup has kind of put them in – hasn't put them in the best position to succeed. Now, when I say disastrous, I mean, I'm over-dramatizing this. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, a doubleheader, it's baseball. It's April and May. But, you know, the White Sox need to win games in the division. It's like you win your division by beating teams in your division. The White Sox are 6-12. They're 0-3 against the Twins. They're 1-4 against the Guardians. They're 3-4 against the Royals. And they've played these doubleheaders. We remember what happened in Cleveland. They lost. They got blown out in game one. Tony rested like a lot of the stars for game two. I would have just completely called an audible and like, guys, we got to win this game. And they didn't. And they got swept. And then after winning game one, it was already a plan in place for T.A. and Robert, actually, to not play in game two. And at the end of game one, he decided to have Robert DH in game two.
Right.
But you still had T.A. out. It's like, come on, like, let's go. These guys are – T.A.'s 28 years old.
Right.
And then you look across the diamond – all the main players for the Royals who are in the same kind of stretch, they're playing actually, they played two doubleheaders in this stretch for themselves. All their guys who were healthy played game two. You'll see the Guardians, if they want to rest someone like Jose Ramirez, they DH him in game two. They did that with Luis Robert, but I mean, they got to like, there's a division to be won here. I know they're trying, there's load management going on in baseball and mostly in basketball, but you know, I think, the way that Ozzie explained it, in his opinion, some of these guys are getting babysat. I mean, I wouldn't say babysat. Right.
Yeah, and Tony protected.
And Tony and Ozzie talked it out yesterday. And, you know, Ozzie's got a ton of respect for Tony. And yep. I mean, we have different opinions. Everyone's got an opinion. And I think, you know, if I was to talk to Tony and he explained it, I'm sure I'd be like, well, I see where you're coming from. But, you know, this is what we were saying.
It's infuriating to watch this team, like yesterday, fail to score runs. And yesterday was a little bit different than some of these games we've seen. They had guys on base. They had the bases low. They just failed to knock in runs. And frankly, you know, what is it, Chuck? It's like 7 or 8 times they've scored just one run or less. They've been shut out or scored one run. And then you have a game like last night. These are very winnable games. But you lose 2-1 or you lose 3-2, and it's exactly what you're talking about. What happened to the White Sox? And I said to David this morning, I am sick to God of hearing the awful weather excuse or hearing the ball is dead excuse. Whatever is going on, it's going on now. Now they're pressing. Oh, you know, they're all pressing because it was the weather first, then the ball, now it's pressing. I just want them to score runs. I just want them to get hits. I just don't understand why they can't put innings together.
Yeah, I mean, that's the big mystery because you may not realize this, but right now the White Sox are dead last in walks. Last year, the White Sox ranked 4th in walks in the majors, which is just a stunning turn of events so quickly. And that is what gives me hope. And a belief that they're going to turn this around. They will. Right now, they're just in the muck. They're in the muck, and it's there. It's like a, you know, it's like a stain that they can't clean off on their pants. It's just there, and it's following them around wherever they go. I believe it is fixable. You need Abreu and Grandal to start hitting because they've been batting third, fourth, or fifth this whole season. And when they have an OPS plus below 100, way below at 100, that's going to weigh down your offense. I do think it's fixable. But if it does, I mean, there's 125 games. Here's the, okay, you want to hear? Can I make you feel better? Let me
Please.
Make you feel better. All right. The White Sox have gotten off to this terrible start. Terrible start offensively. Let's say just offensively, because I think and defensively. But the starting pitching has been great. I'm fine with the bullpen. They are only 3.5 games out of first place, and there's 125 games left to play. And to be honest with you, the team to beat, in my opinion, in the division, well, they can't beat themselves, and they've been doing that a lot. I'm more concerned about the Guardians than I am the Twins. If you look at the Twins pitching staff, this is unsustainable. They have a starting pitching staff that has no innings foundation underneath them. The Sonny Gray is the only guy that's pitched more than 130 innings last year. You know how we're like managing Michael Kopech's innings? They've got like four starting pitchers they have to do Michael Kopech stuff with. They're going to have to acquire two starting pitchers at the trade deadline to get them through this. That's how I look at that. So that's going to be a big problem for them. All the Sox need to do, easy for me to say this, the Sox need to just start hitting, improving offensively. There's too many guys on this team that are going to do that. And if they don't do it, acquire some at the trade deadline and they'll do it. And if that happens, they're winning this division. But when we're in this muck right now where they're just not hitting week after week after week, you can go ahead and feel like, well, where's the offense going to come from? I don't believe in you, Chuck. It's not going to happen. I get it. There's an ebb and flow in the season. You see these guys, just way too many guys. If this whole offense was relying on one or two guys, I'd be like, yeah, and they're struggling. I would say this team has no hope. There's like seven guys that can hit, eight guys, nine. They're just not doing it right now. Once they do figure it out, and we can have a whole conversation on how you do that, they're going to start rolling through teams. But right now, and here's the other thing. The Twins have got to start winning games right now. They're in the softest part of their schedule. Right now, if they don't go on a run, they're history.
He's Chuck Garfine, NBC Sports Chicago. You're listening to Mully and Haw on The Score. And Chuck, I agree with you. I mean, this is all about the offense right now. But it is kind of interesting to see that they have decisions in front of them on their starting pitching. And we'll see Velasquez pitch tonight. And I kind of like what I've seen from him. Obviously, not against the Yankees, but he's been pretty good. He had three decent starts, I think. But he's the guy most likely to go back in the bullpen because he's the guy most likely to be able to do that. What are your thoughts? And I loved watching Johnny Cueto. That was hysterical. But what do you think, if you are eventually making a decision between Cueto and Keuchel, you know, Keuchel was good against the Yankees, bad against everyone else for the most part. Is he a guy that... Do you look at that as a sunken cost, I guess is what I'm saying. Is he a guy, you know, you obviously can't hit 160 innings no matter what, and especially if he can't pitch in the sixth. But what's your take on what happens long-term with that pitching staff?
Well, let me go back a second about the Twins. I don't think they're history if they don't go win in the next couple of weeks. But they need to take – when you have a soft spot of your schedule and I got questions about the Twins, but I'll get into that later.
Don't go back. We buried them. I want them buried.
All right. I just buried them. Rest in peace, Minnesota Twins, here in May.
That's right. There you go.
Because I have a feeling their front office will address their problems, whatever they have. Anyway, you asked me about Cueto. You're talking about Cueto, just the whole pitching staff, how his whole thing developed?
You know, Lance Lynn was in the booth the other night, and I know they moved him that, but that was just a kind of bookkeeping thing, moving him to the 60-day IL. He'll still be back in early June.
And
then you're going to have to make a decision. And I get it. You know, the Dodgers used about 25 pitchers last year. You need starting pitching. But I'm just wondering if you're choosing eventually here between Keuchel and Cueto. Because you obviously are you can find a spot for Vince Velasquez. He could work out of the bullpen. I don't know that the other two could.
Yeah, right now I would say that if you had to make a decision, it would be Velasquez going to the bullpen.
Right.
I mentioned Kopech, and they got to manage his innings. I mean, maybe you do go through a six-man rotation for a little bit, just to kind of get you through this and then figure out what you're going to do with Keuchel and Cueto and see what you have in Keuchel and Cueto. I mean, Keuchel threw his best game of the season against the Yankees, five scoreless against a Yankees team that was, you know, hot as the sun. So, and then we saw what Cueto did. Starting pitching, like, this is a great problem, if you want to call it that, a great problem to have if Lynn comes back and you've got, like, seven guys in your starting rotation that you can, you know, mix and match with. I do not know the answer to this one. It's a great question. If any of them can hit, maybe you had to have them hit. I'm joking. this is a great problem to have. That's another reason why in a long, long season, when you've got starting pitching like this, the Sox are going to be in it all the way. They just got to fix the offense. That's the key.
Chuck, thank you. Great talking to you. I love that you buried Minnesota. That's good. That's a good thing.
Hey, I'm here to bury every team in the American League Central whenever you need it. I got my shovel. I will bury them into China. I will dig a deep, deep hole. You'll never hear from them again. That's what I'm here for.
I love it. All right, buddy. Thank you.
All right. See you, Molly.
That is Chuck Garfine. That was awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!